listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short time in God's Word, we want to talk about forgiveness. And we're going to read Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, which reads this. Forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. It's one of the hardest things to do in life, to truly forgive someone who's wronged you. It may be especially difficult when the one who harmed you is a brother or sister in Jesus Christ. Yet God commands his people to forgive, and especially to forgive one another. To help us to know how we should forgive, God gave us an example, a pattern. Here in our verses we read, "Even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do." Understanding the way Jesus forgave us will always make us more generous with forgiveness, and never less generous. Jesus told a parable with that exact point, found in Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 21. The point of the parable is that those who have been forgiven have a special obligation to forgive those who sin against them. To say it simply, Jesus forgave us, so we have a special obligation to forgive others. When one thinks of how Christ forgave you, it should make us much more generous with forgiveness. God reaches out to bad people to bring them forgiveness. The habit of man is to not forgive if the offending person is a person of bad character, but God reaches out to bad people. God makes the first move towards us in forgiveness. The habit of man is to only forgive if the offending party really wants it and makes the first move, but that's not how God does it. God forgives often knowing that we will sin again, sometimes in the exact same way. It's the habit of man to forgive only if the offending party solemnly promises to never do the wrong again and then actually never does it. God's forgiveness is so complete and glorious that he grants adoption to those former offenders. In the habit of man, even when forgiveness is offered, he will not lift up the former offender to a place of high status and partnership. And then God bore all the penalty for the wrong we did against him. In the habit of man, when he's wronged, he will not forgive unless the offender agrees to bear all or most of the penalty for the wrong done. God keeps reaching out to man to forgive him, even when man refuses him again and again. In the habit of man, one will not continue to offer forgiveness if it's rejected even once. God requires no probationary period to receive his forgiveness. In the habit of man, one will not restore an offender without a period of probation. And then God's forgiveness offers complete restoration and honor. In the habit of man, when we feel we should be complimented, when we merely tolerate those who sin against us. So do you see what I mean? When we forgive the way Jesus forgave us, it will always make us more generous with forgiveness, not less. This is a depth of forgiveness that we can only practice if the power of Jesus flows in us and through us. Is there someone you haven't forgiven, especially a brother or sister in Jesus Christ? Receive the forgiveness of Jesus yourself. Receive his strength and love, and then forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only is it the best for them, it's the best for you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.